Most Muslims in the U.S. celebrated the end of the Muslim Ramadan holiday over the weekend. And for the past 20 years, there's been a dinner at the White House to mark the occasion. But Donald Trump has abandoned that tradition. Wajahat Ali is an American Muslim essayist and humorist who's been highly critical of Trump's rhetoric on Muslims. Wajahat, what does this gesture say to you?
It shows his endearing loyalty and love towards Muslims and Islam in America. I mean, it's been a love fest for the past year and a half. But in all seriousness, what it seems is yet another gesture towards a part of his base, which is seeking white nationalism, white supremacy at the cost of dignity, civil liberties of millions of their fellow Americans who happen to be different color, different ethnicity, if they have ovaries or if they're Muslim. And it does nothing to advance religious liberties and freedoms, which are the bedrock of this country and very Jeffersonian. And the last thing I'll say is, and I got a lot of heat for this on Twitter from some of his base, I said this was a very un-American and un-Jeffersonian gesture by Donald Trump. And his base has said, no, of course not. Jefferson hated Islam and hated religions. They never did anything like this before, except Jefferson did in 1805 when he hosted the Tunisian ambassador. And very specifically, to accommodate the Muslim Tunisian ambassador, on the letter, he told everyone that we will be opening our feast at sunset, which was during Ramadan, which was, believe it or not, guys, an iftar dinner all the way back in 1805.
How important is this White House tradition to Muslim Americans? I mean, is the media overreacting?
The media is not overreacting. It's the messenger. It's the administration. It's the Trump administration that goes out of its way to break a tradition which, A, celebrates our religious freedoms, B, shows us as a country that, hey, we welcome all faith traditions and we are acknowledging and respecting one of the major, if not the major, religious holiday of 1.6 billion people around the world. And the fact that Donald Trump and his administration and Rex Tillerson go out of their way not to celebrate it, breaking tradition of both Republican administrations, because George W. Bush did it, and also Clinton and Obama, signals to the rest of the world, and especially to 3 to 4 million American Muslims, you are not welcome, and your religious traditions are not American enough.
What if he had gone ahead and held the event? Wouldn't that have been awkward and looked just as disingenuous?
It would have. And there would have been, I think, a lot of walkouts. I don't think a lot of people would have attended. But this is not about the iftar itself. It's about the conversation he is having about Islam and Muslims in America.
You mentioned your Twitter account, and I was checking it out, and you take an interesting line, which is responding with humor, which is good for humorists. For example, one woman tweets, "This is America. Glad we're not wasting the taxpayers' money," you know, about Trump not having the iftar. And you write back to her, "Phew, glad we're only wasting it to pay for Trump's golf trips and for security at Trump Towers in New York City."
And she did not respond.
How did you decide to take this approach on Twitter?
So basically what happened is I had no idea that this tweet would go viral. You know, I'm celebrating Eid with my family. We're doing really Muslim-y exotic things like eating crab cake buffet after Eid prayer. And then at night, once I have a little bit of time, I see that this tweet goes viral and there's like just hundreds of these types of toxic, nasty responses. And so I prefer the Bugs Bunny approach, not the Daffy Duck approach. You could sit there, get angry, lose your mind, tear your hair out, but the anvil always drops on Daffy Duck's head. Or you could be like Bugs Bunny, have some fun with it. So I sat down for about 20 minutes and responded to about 20 of them. And for Muslims, the one thing we get the most is, go back to your country. And someone said, go back and slither back to where you came from. And I said, my mother's womb from Los Altos Hospital in Berea, California. Okay, I'll try to do that. And then there was no response. And so I think having some dark humor about this stuff is cathartic. Because if you don't have some dark humor as a person of color, or even as an American living in Trump's administration, you'll be depressed and angry and probably need Xanax every day. So I go for the humor approach. It's fun.
Wajahat Ali is a Muslim American playwright, essayist, and humorist. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.